We will now take up Senate Bill 76 as Representative Pitts has been very patient to wait. Senate Bill 76 is to revise the provisions concerning vetoes and overrides in the aldermanic form of government. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. Senate Bill 76 is brought to you on behalf of the South Dakota Municipal League and also my colleagues in the Senate, our colleagues in the Senate. Senate Bill 76 would amend existing law to allow aldermen in the aldermanic form of government to override a mayor's veto of either an ordinance or a resolution. The bill also provides some LRC cleanup language in the bill. Both the terms ordinance and resolution have the force of law, and that's why this bill is adding the term resolution. For committee review and update, I'll just give you the definitions of both the term ordinance and resolution. Ordinance, as defined in this section of law, means a permanent legislative act of the governing body of a municipality within the limits of its powers. And a resolution is defined, again in this section, is defined as any determination, decision, or direction of the governing body of a municipality of a special or temporary character for the purpose of initiating, effecting, or carrying out its administrative duties and functions under the laws and ordinances governing the municipality. There again, both of these terms have the force of law. And so what this bill and Senate Bill 76 would do is update and clarify existing code to include the opportunity for the alderman to override a mayor's veto of both the ordinance and the resolution. I ask for your support on Senate Bill 76. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Pitts. Are there further proponents? Further proponents on Senate Bill 76? Ms. Vig.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Beek with the South Dakota Municipal League, and we did ask Representative Pitts to carry this bill for us, and it came to us through league policy. Right now, the aldermanic form is the only form that is allowed the veto, and so this affects only those cities. It is very clear in state law that the mayor is allowed to veto either an ordinance or a resolution. It is not clear, however, that the alderman may override the veto of the resolution. Our membership did not feel that was a fair balance of power, and they thought the alderman should have their say over the veto of a resolution also, and so we are asking you to clarify that for us.
Thank you. Further proponents on Senate Bill 76? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Opponents to Senate Bill 76. Seeing none, we'll close to committee questions and answers. Representative Hunhoff.
I have a question for Ms. Vig. Just a question. Did this arise out of some circumstances that have occurred?
Madam Chairman.
Please.
I believe that probably one of the things that brought it to our attention was when Sioux Falls' charter needed to be changed to fix this same problem. And then we started to hear and see from aldermanic communities, well, wait, ours is not clear either. So it is not a particular situation, but it is something that could be a potential problem.
Thank you. Further questions? Further question? Seeing none, we'll close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Holbeck.
Motion to pass.
It's been moved by Representative Holbeck to pass on Senate Bill 76, seconded by Representative Hennies. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the do pass motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Hanson?
Aye.
Morgan?
Aye.
Holbeck?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Holcher?
No.
Liz?
Aye.
Marshall?
Aye.
Broden?
Aye.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Slaughter?
Aye.
Hennies. Aye.
Jonathan.
Aye. Senate Bill 76 goes to the floor. Do pass. Representative Pitts, we appreciate your coming to local government and your eloquent testimony.